It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley. And this week we're on a teaching series that I've entitled Grace in the Grit, Hope for the Hard Days. See, yesterday we talked about what happens when life hurts and how God heals. But today we're going a step further, because grace doesn't just carry you through the pain. It transforms the pain into something redemptive. And that's today's message, Beauty in the Broken Places. Friend, if you've ever looked at your life and you see more rubble than you see building, if you see more failure than you see success, maybe you have more regret than reward, I want you to hear this truth. God creates beauty, not around the brokenness, but right in the middle of it. Today I want to talk about the God who trades ashes for beauty. Let's begin with Isaiah 61 and verse 3 today. It says, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. This is the prophecy about the coming Messiah, Jesus, found in the pages of the book of Isaiah. And it tells us what kind of people he came for. A people in mourning, people that were covered in ashes, people who were crushed by despair. But notice the exchange. It said he gave them beauty for ashes. He gave them joy for the mourning. He gave them praise for despair. See, God doesn't just simply remove the ashes. He trades them. He gives you something beautiful to replace what was broken and burned. He takes what's been reduced to dust, the loss, the grief, the ruin, and he turns it into something beautiful. This is the gospel, friend. This is grace. God's not looking for perfect, polished, put-together people. He's looking for the broken, the ones who'll say, this is all I have left. And then God says, that's enough. Watch what I can do with it. I want to talk about, for just a couple of minutes, what it means to be broken. See, brokenness is not weakness. Brokenness is a reality. It means admitting that things didn't go the way you hoped they would go. It means facing the pain instead of hiding it behind your performance. See, brokenness is maybe the marriage that didn't survive. Maybe it's the child who walked away from faith. Or the addiction that has resurfaced in your life. Maybe it's that trust that was shattered when someone was unfaithful to you. Or someone betrayed your trust. Maybe it's the dream that you had in your youth and it never happened, it never materialized. And it's here, friend, in the honesty of our wounds that the gospel really becomes good news. In Psalm 51 and verse 17, it says this, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Did you hear that? The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart God will not despise. He doesn't run from broken people, he runs to them. And in the place of confession, where we acknowledge our brokenness, we acknowledge to God our failures and all our mistakes, guess what? He begins the reconstruction. I love the story in Jeremiah about the potter and the clay. Jeremiah 18, verses 3 and 4. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. And so the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as it seemed best to him. See, this passage has comforted countless wounded believers. Why? Because it reveals how God handles broken vessels. He doesn't discard them. He just reshapes them. The clay was marred in his hands. That's significant. It didn't become flawed outside of his will. It became flawed while it was still in his hands. That means God's not shocked by your breaking. He's ready for it, and he's already got a design for what's coming next. God says, you don't have to throw it away. Let me remake it into something even better. Oh, friend, the unexpected beauty of scars. Let's be real today. Some of the most beautiful parts of our life, they come after the breaking. The scar may never fully disappear, but God gives it a new meaning. Think about the resurrected Jesus in John chapter 20. He still had the scars. The wounds in his hand and his side, they remained long after the crucifixion. But they were no longer a sign of death. They were a sign of victory. You see, likewise, God doesn't always erase your pain. Oh, I know that's what we want. God, just take it away. Just make me forget that it ever happened. But see, sometimes he just repurposes it. He gives beauty to the single mom who's stronger now than she ever was before, or the widower who now walks others through their own grief, or the former addict who testifies of God's mercy. And the person that was once ashamed can now lead with empathy because they know the feeling of pain. Friend, you don't have to hide your scars. Just let God use them. They're evidence of survival, and they're a testimony of God's amazing grace. Let's talk about how to let God create beauty in you. In spite of what you're going through today, God can make something beautiful out of the pain you're going through. Let me give you four practical ways to let God bring beauty from your brokenness. First of all, bring him the ashes. Stop trying to sweep them away and just name the pain. Admit the loss. See, he can't trade ashes for his beauty unless you acknowledge it and say, God, I'm broken. God, I've been crushed. God, my life is a shambles. And as we come to him in full surrender, God can make something beautiful out of the ashes of our life. Secondly, you have to trust his timing, because God's timing is seldom the same as our timing. We're in the microwave generation, and we want everything now. Beauty doesn't always appear overnight. Sometimes it grows slowly, like a flower blooming from the soil. God's timing has a perfect timing when he'll make the beauty start blooming in your life. And thirdly, let God redefine your story. You're not just a victim of what happened to you. You're a vessel of what God is still doing. I've met so many people who all they want to do is talk about the pain. And you know what? That's really a sign that you're not healed yet. Because our soul is a vessel. Our mind, it contains thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And when a vessel is cracked or broken, it leaks. And so many times our soul leaks because we cry. We can't stop the thoughts from running through our mind. It's just a sign that we're still broken. So bring that brokenness to him and trust his timing, and then let him redefine your life story. And then fourthly, let others see the healing. You never know how your story can impact someone else as they're going through their own brokenness. What once broke can now be used to heal someone else's life when we show them what God did in our own life. You know, friend, in the coastal forests of California grow the tallest trees on earth, the redwoods, and some stretch over 350 feet high. Imagine that. That's taller than a 30-story building. And here's the amazing part. They don't grow alone. You see, redwoods grow in clusters called circles of strength. And their roots, they go very deep, but they interlock with the roots of the trees around them. So when the wind blows and the storms come, their strength isn't in how deep their roots grow. It's in how connected they are. Now here's what makes it beautiful. When a redwood falls, the others don't leave it behind. Instead, the surrounding trees begin to feed nutrients back into the fallen stump. And oftentimes, new shoots begin to grow from what look like dead wood. That's a picture of what God does with the broken places in our lives. You may feel like something's fallen in your story. A relationship that died, a dream that broke, or maybe a season that ended too soon. And you couldn't understand God's timing in your life. But God says, I'm not done with this. Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 1 says, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. You see, even what looks dead, God brings it back to life. God's grace doesn't start at the healing. It starts at the breaking. He meets us not after we're put together, but right in the middle of our mess. The moment that everything shattered was the moment His grace leaned in. I love that verse again, Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Maybe that's you today, friend. God doesn't despise your cracks. He draws near to them. And your brokenness, it doesn't disqualify you. It prepares you. Maybe you've been in ministry. Maybe you're a pastor. Maybe you've fallen. Maybe you've had such a brokenness in your life. Can I tell you today, God's not through with you. Sometimes what we think disqualifies us is what actually makes us usable. Because it tears off the pride in our life. Those who have been broken are often the ones who carry compassion, tenderness, and authority in the Spirit. Think about Peter. He was broken by his denial. Paul, he was broken by a thorn in his flesh. And think about Jesus. He was broken for us. See, the anointing flows from broken vessels. And I love that story of the redwoods because God uses community to heal what pain broke. Just like the redwoods, we were never meant to heal alone. There's beauty in the interlocking of our roots, in allowing others to walk with us through the restoration process. Let someone feed back into your soul today. Let grace come through others' voices and prayers and presence. And even the stump can bloom again. So wherever you're broken, whatever is left behind in your story, whatever feels too painful, too ugly, or too far gone, take heart. God is still the master artist. And let Him plant something holy in that place. Let Him water it with grace. And in time, you'll see it. You'll see it grow again. God has a plan for your life, my friend. And He desires to bring beauty, even in the broken places of your life. God can make it beautiful again. Father, we confess that we often lean on ourselves, on our own wisdom, our own strength, our own experience, but today we lay that down and we choose to lean into grace because your grace is enough. When we're tired, you're not. When we're confused, God, you're clear. And when we're broken, you're whole. Teach us to trust you in the small things and the big things. Make us a people who lean, not in fear, but in faith. Amen. Thank you for joining me today, friend, on Fresh Oil.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, He makes His mercies new every morning.